Well, let us begin with prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for this morning. Thank you for loving us enough to seek us unto death. Lord, help us to seek you and find you. Thank you for making yourself able to be found and seeking a relationship with us and at great cost to yourself. Thank you, Father. You're amazing, and we worship you, and thank you. Father, be with my words, and Holy Spirit, help us to seek you in this during this time, listening to your words and the words of brothers and sisters that can speak good things into us. Thank you for this fellowship. In Jesus' name, I pray. When I first thought about speaking this morning, I did not even think about that it was going to be Easter Sunday. And so as it came closer to Easter Sunday, I was like, how can I tie this into Easter Sunday? And I couldn't really come up with anything, but I'm going to be talking about something in my devotionals that just I really needed, and I felt like it was the only thing that came to mind when I thought of talking in front of everybody. I guess it ties in to Easter Sunday because the title of the devotional is In Search of Yahweh. And Easter, I guess, is the what should I call it? The great crescendo of God seeking us. And when you think about that, that's just like, it's dumbfounding, and it's incredible. I didn't plan on saying anything about that, but I just wanted to dive into this. I really like this, my devotional, because it doesn't give me answers. It has no right or wrong answers. And it takes a lot of me saying what Bible verses mean. And that has been crucial to growth and seeing things in God's Word in my life. And so I tried to take out the parts that we could do together. But that's going to take a lot of us working together. And I'm not sure, I wasn't sure how to go about asking people to read scriptures. And before I forget, does anybody have like a Bible dictionary on their phone or have like Blue Letter Bible or anything like that? Raise of hands. No. Okay. That's fine. I'll do that part myself. But we should all have Bibles, or most of us. And if I could get a raise of hands of people that I could call on, or that would be, thank you, Josh. Go ahead and read when I look up and I'm like, somebody, just raise your hand and be like, yep, me. And the thing I love about this is that it removes all excuse. Like, you get what you put into it. And that was really helpful because some mornings you go to your devotional and you are kind of like, today I'm going to read about a bunch of names and things. And what am I going to get out of it? And that's kind of discouraging. This devotional I've come to, and I know there's something for me to get out of God's Word. And if I don't get something out of God's Word, it's because of me. Which is always true, but it's like, this is like so, like, it's so easy. Like, reading your Bible might take a little bit more work. This gives, like, helps to proactively read your Bible. Anyway, We're going to turn to Psalm 27, and this will kind of be like a topical study on seeking out God. Psalm 27, verses 7 through 14. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And we're going to focus on verse 8. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. And so in the Bible, in the Hebrew, there's three different words for the word seek. And this one is that word. But it's if you guys wanted to look it up in your Strong's Concordance, it would be 1245 Hebrew. Anyway, so there's some synonyms, to search out in worship and prayer, to strive after, to ask, to beg, to procure, and to require. So let me just read a couple of these synonyms into this verse. When you said, beg for my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will beg for. When you said, strive after my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I will strive after. When you said, require my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will require. And it's later on, but I think it's kind of cool to say this now. Where is that? Yeah. That word, face, is also translated presence or before God. So that kind of makes those synonyms make a little more sense when you think of the other words for face. Josh, could you look up Genesis 37, 16? And Jim, could you look up 1 Samuel 9:3? And you can go ahead and read that.
He said, I will take my breath. Tell me, I pray, where they get their loss.
Okay, and 1 Samuel 9:3? Yep. So in both of those scriptures, that's the same word, seek. And in Deuteronomy 4:29, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. And I kind of struggled to draw the parallel, like explain Deuteronomy 4:29 in light of the past previous two verses. And as I thought about it, well, does anybody have thoughts how those other two verses pertain to Deuteronomy 4:29? This book repeatedly makes me give dumb answers, so it's fine to give like the obvious answer. It's yeah, all I can come up with most times. Can't come up with something theologically heady. Something I saw was just that in those previous two scenarios, it took all of them. Like they were physically going from one place to another to seek something. And it wasn't like, you know, I'm going to go seek my dad's donkeys and go, you know, hang out with friends at the same time or whatever like that. You got to physically 100% go and use your assets to obtain that. Okay, I want to go to Psalm 105. Randy, would you read Psalm 105, 1 through 8?
Okay, thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing unto him and sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory be in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he hath done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are on all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant to govern, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations.
Okay, and we want to focus on verses 3 and 4. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. And like I said, Hebrew, Strong's number 6440 is the word for face there, and it is also translated presence or before the Lord. And so now I have a bunch of verses that we're going to look up, and in each of these verses, it's going to use that word, face or before the Lord or in the presence of God. And we want to look at those things and see what we learn about God's presence or being before the Lord or whatever you can pull out of those verses. And usually it has me write it down, so it gives you no choice but to think about it. But we can't do that here. So I don't know, if you want, you can pull out your phone and try to jot down something, but, we can also just say what we're learning. And Eric and I did this. We sounded really silly. It's just say what comes to your head, comes first into your mind, or else we're gonna not get anything and it's gonna be me just saying stuff and that's no fun. All right, Genesis 3:8, somebody. Steve? Yep. And if someone else wants to get ready and go to Genesis 18, and... All right, so what phrase is the word face or presence or before the Lord in there? Okay. I don't know about that one, actually. Yeah, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. So what might that tell us about the presence of the Lord?
We're there.
Thank you, Josh. It was there. Yep. I was like, I guess they thought they could hide from God, like, somehow. Can you? I didn't really come up with, like, a, like, yeah, this is what I can come up with, like, away from this verse with. If anybody else has thoughts, please speak now, and we'll move on to the next one, if not. Okay. We'll let you guys think about that. Yeah, maybe it'll bug you. It has bugged me a little bit. All right. Genesis, who, did anybody go to Genesis 18? 18:22. Yep, that's it. And so what can we get out of this? Maybe we can stand in God's presence, or at least Abraham could. Or it's something we can, yeah, his presence is something we can be in. All right, Exodus 33:11, and if someone could go to Deuteronomy 9. All right. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. And that was verse 11 and 14 and 15. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. What can these verses tell us about God's presence? Moses spoke to him face to face. But then, yeah, this was interesting to me because in the same chapter, Exodus 33:20 is another verse I'm going to read. God said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. So I was like, okay, maybe this verse, face, is presence there as well. I guess I didn't really look that up. But they spoke presence to presence. Like I said, I didn't dive too much into this because this is my, you know, your morning reading, and you're like, all right, got to get done with this. But this definitely, you could dig into this more and look up all sorts of words and things. Any other thoughts on this? Should I read it? Tangible. Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's, yeah, you can know it's there. Yeah, yeah. And it's something to be clung to. They didn't want to leave without him.
We can be assured that we're not doing light at all.
Yeah.
He's with us.
Yeah.
And he's with us even at times when maybe we don't want him to be with us. And they could.
Yeah.
I think of Jonah. He was given a task to do, and he's like, well, I don't want to do that.
Yep.
I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, but
yep.
That's out of common style.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric and I were talking about that, like, in the garden when God was like, you know, Adam, Eve, where are you? Was it like a game of, like, hide and seek with a child that, like, you know exactly where they hid, but you're just kind of like, I don't know. You don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to, you want to respect their something. I don't know. I thought about that. That was kind of interesting. Could they have just been like, no, we're not here. And, God just been like, all right, then that separates you even further from me. Anyway, interesting little tidbits going off track back to the beginning. I told someone to go to Deuteronomy 19, right? I mean 9? Anyway, could someone look up Deuteronomy 9, 18? Jim, thank you. And who else? Emmanuel, could you look up 1 Samuel 1? So, what can we get about the presence of Yahweh here? Yeah. Amen. This didn't occur to me before, but when you just read that, it occurred to me that it's sustaining, because he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. I didn't think of that before, but yeah, like, there's no way he could have done that outside of God's presence. That's pretty cool. Anything else? All right. And Emmanuel, could you read 1 Samuel 1:15? I forget if you raised your hand, but I was assuming you did.
1 Samuel 1:15, and Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am the woman of a softless spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord."
What about that one? What can we get?
Well, he was talking to his heart. Yeah. Those of us were showing us he was going down. He wants all different.
Yep. I saw she poured out her soul in the presence of the Lord. We can pour out our soul in the presence of the Lord. And we can ugly cry, and that's okay. Like, she was like, it made her look drunk. That was, yeah, that's pretty crazy when you think about that. She was that, it wasn't like a emotionless prayer. She got to pour out her emotions before God. And we can do that. That's something that I came away with. All right, there's more verses we can go through, but I want to go to the next page. Psalm 24, 6. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him. I guess I need to read the four verses kind of a little bit. The earth is the Lord's and all the... So starting at verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all the fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Okay, so the word seek there is a different word for seek. And I'm going to go... So that one's... Daras, Hebrews, the Strong's number is 1875, and the outline of biblical usage is to frequent a place, to consult or inquire of, or seek God, to seek a deity in prayer and worship, to demand, require, investigate, inquire, to ask for, to practice, to study, to follow, seek with application. All right. And so, Steve, would you look up Deuteronomy 19:18? Yes.
And the general shall make careful all
So that word there, they will inquire to find out if the witnesses are false. That's the same word as seeking God. So seeking God and investigating something, same thing. That's kind of cool. Like seeking something out that diligently, like somebody might die depending on the judges investigating this thing. So with that understanding of the word in mind, we're going to go to a few more verses. 1 Chronicles 16:11, Jim, would you go to 2 Chronicles 12:14? So I'll read 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. I don't know. How's that work? Thinking about that previous verse that talked about inquiring of the witnesses. And how's that work with this verse? Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Just thinking,
Speak toward his strength. Well, his strength is likely.
Yeah. Yep. Investigate it. And seek his face evermore. Like, just constantly. All right. And 2 Chronicles 12:14. So what do we see about investigating God there?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. And yeah. Yeah, what I saw was that simply because he didn't, like, it's not like he couldn't just choose to not investigate God and not do evil. It was like, as a result of not investigating God and seeking him out, evil just overtook him, because seeking out God's strength and his face bring us to light, not. Like, you can't just expect to be a good person and not seek out God. That's something I saw in there that was inspiring. And 2 Chronicles 15:12-13. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
Gulp.
This book, I really like how it doesn't just give me the easy verses. That's abrupt. That's rough. That's difficult. But what can it show us about about seeking the Lord, investigating the Lord. Yep. Yep. Yeah. There's nothing new in all of this, but the redundancy kind of got me going. Like, wow. All these verses throughout Scripture. And there's other verses that in here, in some of these, that talk about the rewards for those who seek God. And in especially in Psalms, God is near to those who seek Him. God, those who seek Him, trust Him. Because how can you not, after just looking into His strength and investigating Him thoroughly, like David was doing. Anyway, I wasn't going to talk about anything new exactly. I just wanted to encourage us to seek God and look into some of the synonyms for seeking. And we don't use seek very often. And so I was like, you know, you can easily read through Scripture and be like, it says seek here, it says seek God, you know. And, you know, you blow through it trying to get through your chapter of the day or whatever. And it doesn't have time to rest in your heart and to just meditate. You don't have time to meditate on it there. And I was just kind of blown away by all the verses that talk about it throughout Scripture and how it's the promises and the things that depend on it, and how it's not something that you can do passively. It's not something you can just, like, seek God for an hour in the morning or 15 or whatever time you spend in the morning and then go about your day. And because sin is going to creep in. Something's going to creep in. You know, you're going to be mad at a coworker. You're going to be... yeah, battling with something. And if you aren't seeking God in that time, seeking His strength, seeking what He's done for other people in your situation throughout time and history, you're going to fall. And yeah, that's all I have to share. Let's seek Jesus and seek God as they have, yeah, they, Him, has sought us. Like, He sought us with everything, and it's amazing, and so let's do that too. Thank you all, and thank you for, yeah, being proactive and helping me get through these verses and being okay with giving answers that are kind of sound like duh, but yeah, thank you all very much.